A handful of Montana bills pushing for partisan judicial elections as part of a broader movement in the state were defeated this month. Montana law has required judicial elections to be nonpartisan for 90 years, since 1935. Proponents argue that partisan elections would be more transparent. Opponents say it's one move in a larger effort to curb judicial power. Jim Manley was a district court judge in Lake and Sanders counties until he retired in 2022. He says it's vital that judges be respected for their independence.
Destroying, you know, that independence and respect has far-reaching negative effects. I don't know if some of these politicians don't care about that, but that's the concern among judges and many other people.
He says electing partisan judges would imply bias in courtrooms and decisions. He also says it could increase electoral spending, which has already skyrocketed in recent years. The Senate Select Committee on Judicial Oversight and Reform, created last year, brought 27 such bills to the current session. Only one has passed so far. Interest groups have targeted judicial elections because of the hot-button issues they sometimes have to decide. Abortion and the environment are examples.
You can't just take that authority away from the judicial branch to discipline judges or to determine, you know, what they can do.
The effort to curb judicial power isn't popular. Only 20% of Montanans surveyed earlier this year said courts have too much authority. Montana's new Supreme Court Chief Justice Corey Swanson, who has a conservative background, urged lawmakers in his 2025 State of the Judiciary address to keep elections nonpartisan and, quote, reject legislation that will undermine the effective functioning of the judiciary. He said it will ultimately harm Montana citizens. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.